This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And as promised, our guest this morning is Patricia Handy from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great. It was good to see you a couple weeks ago over at the SMI meeting. That was a long but interesting day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Indeed.
It was good.
Yes, it was. We're doing National Hunting and Fishing Day. We read the history of that the first hour from 1972 when it became law of the land. It was, did you know it was passed, the National Hunting and Fishing Day was passed unanimously by both the House and the Senate, signed by President Nixon. Did you know it was passed unanimously? Do you think
it's amazing. Well, it's a great idea, and I'm glad that we are continuing it on today.
Do you think we could get anything passed unanimously by Congress in this day and age?
I think that would be a miracle.
Exactly right. We did a little write up of National Hunting and Fishing Day in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and thank you for providing the information. And here we are on the radio show to talk a little bit more about that. Next Saturday from 10 to 4.
Yep, September 27th.
You want to give us some more details?
Yep, it's a family-oriented day. It's being held at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore in Baltimore County, Marriottsville. And it's a free event for everybody, and we have stuff there for people of all ages. So it's, like I said, family-oriented. We have hands-on activities for everyone to enjoy. Whether they be, hunting or fishing oriented, we have things like BB guns for the little kids, rifle and shotgun shooting for the older kids and for the adults, learn how to do fly tying, casting, archery, all of that stuff, all with, trained instructors. So everything's one-on-one, and it's just a really great day. And we have a bunch of local businesses there as well. So, we're not only supporting our conservation groups, but we're also some of the local businesses that are going to be there.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I participated last year. It was a great day there. A lot of folks came through the gates, and it's open to the public. The cost is absolutely free for anybody that would like to show up. And let me give them a little bit of a heads up as to where the Associated Gun Club's range is. It's very easily accessible. Marriottsville Road runs basically from Route 40 to Route 26, Liberty Road to Route 40, and about halfway along you'll see Marriottsville Associated Gun Club's range, and there's ample parking there for everybody. There'll be people there who are parking, giving you parking directions if you need to park a little distance away and walk in. It's not a far walk. It's a great big facility. It's got a lot going on. And there will be quite a list of vendors there with their little booths set up all the way along the midway there, so to speak, and you can participate in all those activities. Did I pretty much nail that?
Pretty much, yeah. We have close to 50 vendors there this year.
So. Really? That's great.
Yes, it'll be a very good turnout.
And I see most of the conservation organizations are going to be there. All the names that we know here on the show, the Wild Turkey Federation, the National Wildlife Federation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Safari Club, Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association, AGC, Maryland Bow Hunter Society, all those folks that I deal with pretty much on a daily basis. So that's a good thing to see all those conservation groups there. And, you know, we read earlier that about the American model of conservation funding with the Pittman-Robertson funds and the Wallet-Breaux funds. And this is quite a celebration of that day nationwide that, you know, hunters and fishermen are the ones that have stepped up.
Yes, they're the most vocal supporters of conservation and, you know, scientific wildlife management. So they, you know, they are, well, really what we need. I mean, they've been
what we need. You know, it's all about sustainability. We love to hunt and fish. We love that lifestyle. We like to eat the game that we harvest and the fish that we catch. And we like to know that when we go, there's going to be some there for us to catch, there's going to be some deer, there's going to be some turkeys, there's going to be some squirrels, there's going to be some wildlife for us to pursue. And we
exactly.
do that by funding the habitat, you know, where we can go to participate that. Public lands are funded for the most part, and wildlife management areas anyway are funded for the most part by hunters and fishermen's dollars. And, you know, from the sale of hunting licenses. And people don't understand the benefits that come from investing in hunting and fishing. And, I've done it all my life. I've been a participant. I've been an advocate. I've been a spokesman. I've been a promoter of all of that in many different forms. And, you know, when you look and you see that we have more white-tailed deer in Maryland than they probably had in the continental United States at the turn of the century, of the turn of the 20th century, it's a pretty amazing success story.
Yes. Well, with the white-tailed deer specifically, we have more than we did in, you know, pre-colonial times.
Pre-colonial times, exactly, yeah. Right. Yep. The wild turkey, the wood ducks, the pronghorn antelope, the Rocky Mountain elk, the Roosevelt elk. I mean, they're all success stories, and there are many more. And you know, it's all about investing the dollars in the activities that we love to pursue. And you know, scientific wildlife management doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're going to have a biologist behind every tree. What scientific wildlife management means is that you regulate the seasons, you regulate the bag limits, and you have a sustainable a crop, so to speak, of wildlife and fish for those who love to participate in those outdoor activities.
Exactly. And not only are these hunters and anglers, you know, preserving and helping conserve the game species that they, you know, they like to harvest, but they're also protecting and conserving the land for all the other species out there that, you know, aren't game species. So the songbirds and, you know, all those other things that we just enjoy by going outside.
Sure.
The hunters and anglers, that money that they produce for us to manage all of this, you know, they help with all of that too. So really, when you step outside and see some of these beautiful animals, it's the hunters and anglers that you really have to thank for helping keeping that going.
We are the only user pay group that I know of. The hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers get to enjoy the fruits of our labors and our pocketbooks because we pay for the land. We pay to maintain the land. Benefit the wildlife through the sale of hunting license, through the excise taxes we pay on our firearms, ammunition, archery tackle, motorboat fuel, fishing tackle. And, you know, that money is all put right back into wildlife and fisheries management. And, you know, and everybody else benefits. So, you know, the hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers shouldn't be angry when they see a hunter on public land or on private property or a fisherman, you know, on public land interfering with, quote, their activity. They should, you know, they should ride or walk or canter up to them and thank them, quite frankly. I know
you can't. Well, coming to this event would be a great way to help do that for sure.
Good way to bring it right back around, Patricia. Very good. Well, you know, the thing that impressed me about National Hunting Fishing Day at the Associated Gun Club's range there in Marriottsville is the fact that so many kids showed up and participated in the activities, in the archery, in the shooting sports, in the BB gun. They got to be familiar with what an animal fur looks like, you know, from the fur trappers. I'm sure they were there. And they got to actually do what hunters and anglers get to do every day. They got to taste that a little bit and hopefully whet their appetite.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there were a lot of kids there. And, oh, look here.
We'll even have some sporting dogs there. So you'll be able to, you know, see, that's a whole other component to hunting that you can get into that is really fascinating and fun. So we'll have some of those there that you can see how they train their dogs, what they can do. That's a pretty fun and interactive activity, as well as scales and tails. So you'll see some of the, you know, wild animals that have been, that cannot be released back into the wild. So we'll actually have some of those animals, hawks and snakes and stuff there,
sure,
as well, that you can check out. And you can just see, you know, pretty much everything that we do and where,
sure,
the money goes to help our land.
That's correct. I know it's a federal wildlife refuge, but I know that we just had an announcement from Secretary Jewell that the Delmarva fox squirrel seems to be recovered after 50 years of conservation, you know, and being on the endangered species list. That was one species here in Maryland that is on the endangered species list. And I think that's a cool success story for Maryland, that we have an exclusive species here, just about, I mean, a little bit in Delaware, but a little bit. But we've protected that species from harm. And now it's to the point where it can almost be called recovered and taken off the endangered species list. That's a pretty cool success story for here in Maryland.
You know. That's a fantastic story.
Yep. We have somebody on the line that wants to say hi.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My name's Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi. And I want to tell you, I listen to you every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Stopped on the Clyde's, got my hunting license.
Good.
And Patty Handy, hello.
Hello, Roxanne.
How are you, dear?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm terrific. I'm going to try and get out there and see you next Saturday.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah. Ellen, I know Patty through becoming an outdoor woman, and I know you guys are talking about hunting and the hunting heritage, and maybe Patty could sneak a plug in for becoming an outdoor woman.
Okay, that'd be Roxanne. Roxanne, you want to sneak a plug in for becoming an outdoors woman?
Well, that's Patty's job.
Yeah, I know.
I've just been fortunate enough to be a participant for several years now.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a great thing for a lot of women to do, and older women and young women both. It's
okay, you guys sound so similar. I don't know who's speaking at the time. So sorry about
me,
that.
Roxanne. Okay.
All right. So Roxanne, you want Patty to put a plug in for becoming an outdoors woman, and Patty, you want Roxanne to put a plug in for becoming an outdoors woman. did we cover that pretty well?
I think we did.
All right, DNR website, becoming an outdoors woman.
I think we did. Okay. Well, Patty, I'm about ready to go run 20 miles, so I'll see you next week.
All right,
Roxanne. See you next week. Hope you stop by the booth. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. There we go. There goes Roxanne. Look, Patty, it's time for me to take a break here, and we'll get right back to you. So just stay on the line, and we'll be more than glad to come back and talk a little bit more maybe about some of the events that are going to be taking place at National Hunting and Fishing Day next Saturday, Associated Gun Club's range in Marriottsville. But right now it's time to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number is 410-242-6108. Keep that on your person because they have complete gunsmithing services. If you need something done to your firearm to get it to work better, to clean it, to mount a scope and bore sight it, they can handle that for you. They do all types of repair work. I've had them shorten stocks for me. Lawrence does a great job. I've had them shorten stocks for my grandson, you know, of a regular rifle for my grandson. I just had them do a great cleaning job on my 870 special purpose deer management shotgun, put a new scope on it. They've got Leopold, they've got Zeiss, they've got Bushnell, they've got Nikon, all the popular scopes down there. They can help you with your selection on that. They're great when it comes to firearms and getting you ready for hunting season. They've got the full line of Browning firearms, Thompson Center muzzleloaders, that's coming up soon. So, you know, stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Check out their full line of hunting gear. They carry wild mineral. If you want to put some mineral out for your mineral licks out for your deer herd, you can do that as an attractant. 242-6108 is their phone number. That's 410-242-6108. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9. And now I got to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors, right across the Bay Bridge, right across the Bay Bridge, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. They're ready for hunting season 2. If you're a bow hunter, you need some crossbow arrows, you need some new arrows cut. They've cut some arrows for me this year. Great prices on that. They've got bows and crossbows. They're vertical bows. Their compounds are from Matthews, a great brand, Matthews Solo Cam, featuring the Creed XS. They got Parker as well. The crossbows, what a variety. Mission, Carbon Express, Barnett, Parker, Excalibur. They carry all those brands and all the accessories as well. Firearms for any type of hunting, whether it's deer or waterfowl, they've got it. Muzzle loaders, plenty of them. Drake and Under Armour clothing. They even carry the Bubba Blade knives if you like to fillet and release. Kent Island, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And one more, the Crisfield Outdoor Expo featuring John Godwin. John Godwin, he's the big guy with the white beard from A&E's Duck Dynasty. That's coming up October 11th at Summers Cove Marina in Crisfield from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Crisfield, Maryland. The Crisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting, and fishing. There'll be retrievers and duck calling demonstrations and good food, too. The contests include duck picking, bow and arrow, decoy retrieving. That's going to be fun, decoy retrieving from a boat. And a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. Show up as Willie. Show up as Uncle Si. Show up as Phil. Show up as John or any of the others, and you might win a great prize. Visit ChrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com or Facebook for more information.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Congratulations, Buck Baum, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estra spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estra scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Your favorite radio station, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, is now available on your iPhone and Droid. Check us out at WCBM.com.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down.
Why is the music so low?
Line in the water, watch your Bible go floating away.
All right, we're back. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What other activities you got planned for National Hunting and Fishing Day?
We have archery. Actually, we even, besides the traditional archery, we have what's called an archery thrower, where we throw these discs in the air, and you can try to throw or try to hit it with specialized archery equipment for this event.
Really?
It's fun and unique. Yeah, it's a very different type of archery. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We have casting where we can teach you how to fish with casting, fly tying, wood duck box making. You know, the kids in particular love doing that. After they make a wood duck box, they can help color it with chalk and stuff and make nice
right.
little designs. Shotgun.
That's Cliff Brown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
With the Wood Duck Initiative.
Yep.
Sure. Rifle shooting with 22s. We actually have a new activity this year with muzzle loading, so you can learn how to use a muzzle loader.
Wow, cool.
Never done that before. So a whole bunch of different activities. BB guns for the little kids. A little bit of everything, really.
Right, so it's all pretty much hands-on.
Yeah, probably at least half of the groups that are there have something hands-on. For everyone.
That's great. That is, there's nothing wrong with that. It is great. Look, what's the old expression? If you take your kids hunting, you won't be hunting for your kids. Yeah, something like that. It's a great family activity. You know, fishing and hunting, I mean, they can go out and they can, for not a huge investment, I mean, you know, you can get, you know, you can buy a $60,000 bass boat and, you know, a couple thousand dollars worth of equipment if you want, or you can get a, you know, $25 fishing rod and reel and go out and fish and catch some bluegills and sunfish and just enjoy your day with your family and, you know, have some have a shore lunch and just get to, you know, get in the outdoors. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Exactly. And yeah. Then if you have any questions about how to get started in some of these activities, I mean, you have the best people there to ask those questions and be able to provide answers for you.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I'm sure the department will have a booth there with its information, like its deer management booklet for 2013-14. I picked up one of those, and you can read all the numbers. You can get as much information or as little information as you want. You can get as complicated or as simple as you want at this event. If you want details, you can get them. If you just want to go and have a good time and hang out, you can go and have a good time and hang out. There's no pressure. It's all free, 100% free. Every activity is voluntary. There's somebody on each stand that'll help you with information or technique or, you know, you get out on the range and they've got the clay birds going off and they've got an instructor on each person to help them shoot. And that's very popular. The BB gun shoot is pretty cool. And I watched all that last year, and it's just heartwarming to see all these people come out and participate in these activities. And we hope. I gave a speech one time to a school down in Washington D.C. and we had donated some fishing rods to them, and I said, you know, you may not ever fish after you go out of school here, but getting the opportunity to get to the outdoors could lead to who knows what. We could have our next fisheries biologist sitting in this room. We could have our next, we could have our next whatever career path you take. If you can inspire a kid to just Go outside. Get off the phone. Get off the computer. Get out in front, out from in front of the TV, and see what you know is out there in God's green creation. You know, it's tremendous. I mean, I grew up, and I still do this. I was in a tree stand last night. So you know, it's just I can't say enough about it, and I can't say enough about National Hunting and Fishing Day and what it means to the future of our lifestyle, basically. Tricia?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay. What's your favorite activity in the outdoors?
Me?
You, yes. Patricia.
Personally?
Putting you on the spot, yeah.
Well, I really love this time of year, or I should say in the next month or two, going deer hunting.
Yeah.
And just sitting in the deer stand, and whether I get a deer or not, to me, that doesn't really matter. It's just being able to watch nature and watch everything that's around me. I mean, that is what I truly appreciate. And if I get a deer to fill my freezer, fantastic. But just being out there is what I really enjoy.
Exactly. Well, you know, I tell the listeners all the time, you know, when you sit in a tree stand, the few seconds that it takes to release the arrow or to pull the trigger, that's kind of anticlimactical now anymore. I mean, that's what you're there for. That's the goal, to harvest an animal. But you sit there and you watch all the other critters in the woods and how they respond and react and interact and that type of thing. And, you know, you learn. And I'll tell people, and I've written about this, you know, you're sitting there in the deer stand. There's not much going on. You're looking at a couple squirrels. And all of a sudden, you know, over your left shoulder, the blue jays start to sound off. And you go, okay, I better get ready because maybe not every time, but those blue jays are upset about something. It could be a fox. It could be a hawk. But it could be a nice big buck walking your way, too. You know? So, you know, you just you learn the signals and you learn the different things. And I love this time of year when the leaves are starting to turn, and being out there in early muzzleloader season when the leaves are turning and flying off the trees by the thousands. I mean, it's incredible to watch. And then in the middle of all that, you know, you get into a crow and owl fight or something like that. And you know, you just don't see that when you're sitting home watching TV, you know?
That's true. I mean, nothing beats firsthand experience.
Exactly. All right. Deer hunting, huh? Do you waterfowl hunt too?
I do, yes.
Ah, wonderful. Very good. All right. Well, let me tell the folks about some more of our sponsors here, and we'll be right back to you there. Patricia, stay on the line. Chesapeake Outdoors. One more time, Chesapeake Outdoors. You get across the Bay Bridge, you look to your right there at Route 50 East on exit 39B, you'll see the sign for Chesapeake Outdoors. And you just get off the very next exit, 39B Dominion Road, go around the block a little bit, you're in the parking lot, big parking lot, you'll see it there, and you walk inside and there's everything you could need, want, or imagine for hunting and fishing and crabbing. They've got clothing by Drake and Under Armour and others. They've got muzzleloaders and supplies. They've got all types of bows and bow accessories and firearms and waterfowl calls. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area because, hey, you're on the eastern shore of Maryland. That's what we do there. If you're getting ready for bow season, they've got bows by Matthews and Parker. They've got crossbows by Mission, Carbon Express, Barnett, Parker, and Excalibur. Five different brands of crossbows, all the arrows, all the accessories, you know, the sights, the rest, the releases, all that stuff. They've got all that, too. They'll set your bow up for you. They'll custom cut your arrows to your size and get you ready to go. And don't forget, fishing tackle, live bait, crabbing gear, all there, Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and you too. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 is their phone number. Make sure you stop by and see them. Now, once you're on the shore, why don't you show up there on the first day of duck season, which is October 11th, and head on down to the Chris Field Outdoor Expo, featuring John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty. What a perfect day. Hunt ducks in the morning, go to the expo in the afternoon. Saturday, October 11th, 2014, at Summers Cove Marina from 10 to 7 in Crisfield, Maryland. The Crisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting, and fishing. There are retrievers and duck calling demonstrations and good food and contests like duck picking. I have never seen a duck picking contest. But you're on the Eastern Shore. That's where the World Championship Muskrat Skinning Contest is, on the Eastern Shore. Not at this event, but why not duck picking? Absolutely. Bow and arrow with my buddy Luke Compton, decoy retrieving, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. Patricia, what do you think? Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. Got any contestants? Hey, visit ChrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com or Facebook for more information. Crisfield Outdoor Expo, October 11th, Summers Cove Marina.
Fine weather for the last days of summer. Looks like the threat of some showers back in the forecast as we make our way into Sunday night. We'll keep the sunshine going here through the day today. Our highs today near 80. A few clouds for tonight, low 62. Generous sunshine for tomorrow. Watch out for clouds late, 86. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The West Coast has been dealing with drought for 3 years, and one surprise has been the muted effect on many urban businesses. Thousands of companies, including Miller Coors and Facebook, have invested millions of dollars in water-saving technologies and vegetation since the last drought, which ended in 2009. The companies bought everything from air-cooled computer servers to water-conserving toilets. The Miller Coors Brewery in Irwindale, California, has new filters and now uses conveyor belts that don't need water lubrication as metal belts do. The company also reduced the amount of grass on its property. The facility has reduced its water use by 30% since 2009. Facebook took water scarcity into account when it built a new data center in Oregon. Data centers typically need millions of gallons of water to keep their computers and servers cool, but Facebook uses outside air for cooling. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Don't miss Les Consulting's Uninhibited Radio, now on Sunday nights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, see the little deer. Has the deer a little doe? Yeah, $2.
Hey, we're back with Patty Handy, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Patty, what's your official title there?
I'm the Information and Education Program Manager. So basically, I kind of handle a lot of the outdoor and outreach programs that we do.
Gotcha. And a very nice young lady, I might add, as well. Got to know Patty a couple years ago. And like I said, we talked a little bit at a meeting here the other day and talked a little bit about the upcoming show and that type of thing. So what we're talking about right now, just coming out back from the break, if you're just now joining us, we're talking about National Hunting and Fishing Day. And that's going to take place at the Associated Gun Club's headquarters on Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville, Maryland. But, Patty, tell the folks what to put in their GPS rather than Marriottsville.
Sure. The address for the place is 11518 Marriottsville Road, Marriottsville, Maryland.
Okay. Marriottsville, Maryland. And we hopefully that'll come up on your GPS. You'll be able to find it. But it's pretty simple. Marriottsville Road runs between Route 40 and Route 26, Liberty Road in Maryland. If you are headed west on Liberty Road, you make a left on Marriottsville Road. If you're headed west on Route 40, you make a right on Marriottsville Road. Somewhere about halfway between the two is the Associated Gun Clubs. Right there, you'll see the sign along the road, and you'll see all the activity, all the cars parked, and people parking cars there. At what time of day does it start?
It starts at 10 a.m., and it goes all the way until 4. And you can show up any time in between, and if you want to get there around lunchtime, there'll be a vendor there that'll be selling a whole bunch of really yummy food as well.
Same vendors last year?
Yes.
Oh.
That was good.
Yes, indeed. They have seafood. They have the best iced tea you ever want to drink anywhere in the world. And the food is spectacular. There's no question about that. Good folks that handle that for sure. Do you have the name of the caterer?
I don't have it offhand.
Okay. Well, they'll find out when they get there. But we hope that you'll show up. Ellis Outdoors will be there. I'll have everything that Ellis Outdoors does. We'll have copies of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We'll be able to talk to you about the radio show if you want to do that. We'll have Maryland Loves Crabs magazine there. Shameless self-promotion here, Patty. Is that all right?
That is just fine.
All right. We'll be talking about the Maryland Hunting the newly formed Maryland Hunting Coalition. And since I brought that up, make sure you go to mdhuntingcoalition.org and join today. It's absolutely free. Like us on Facebook, too. It's also mdhuntingcoalition.org. We want to exceed when you go on there, you'll see how many likes we have. Patty, I don't know. You guys do a lot with Facebook. We launched the MD Hunting Coalition Facebook page Tuesday, what would be 10, 11 days ago, at 11 o'clock at night. And by Friday at 9 o'clock in the evening, we had hit our first 500 likes in less than 72 hours.
That is very impressive.
I thought that was pretty good. So, all right, let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
What's up?
Doing pretty good. I really, first of all, I wanted to ask, what was the date for this thing you're talking about? Sounds pretty fun to take a kid to.
Yes, it is. Next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday. Okay.
Next Saturday at Marriottsville Road, Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. You know where the range is down there,
I do,
right?
Yeah. I used to go out there as a kid with the family to the Patapsco Park out there.
Sure.
One of the main branches, and just was recalling inside my mind, I used to, there's a little stream on a little road that kind of cascades down.
Yep, exactly.
I used to go up there and make pretend I was a trout fisherman, and now I am.
Well, you used to pretend you were, and now you am, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right. But, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. That,
when I was on my way there one afternoon in November, I don't know what I was doing. I was going to go sight a gun in or something. I can't remember. But that little stream you talked about right there in front of the quarry,
mm-hmm.
I saw some movement down in there, and I looked down in, and there was one of the most magnificent 10-point bucks I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Had a doe pinned down. Good grief. What a buck. It had everything you could possibly imagine. It had mass. It had width. It had height. It had tine length. It had... it was just spectacular, and I'm thinking, oh, man, my mouth's watering right now thinking about that thing. Yeah. But I would have loved to have that thing walk in the crosshairs, that's for sure. And so would Patty, actually. She likes those big bucks, too.
It's pretty to see. I saw one right in Druid Hill Park.
Oh, yeah.
There tend to be plenty of them in there, and now I've seen some mothers and fawns.
Oh, yeah, lots of those in there, yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't think we can hunt them, though. But
No, are you a hunter, Jeff?
No, I had thoughts about getting into it, and haven't quite gotten the full process started, and appears to be.
Well, why don't you come down to the Associated Gun Clubs next Saturday, bring the family. There's lots for the kids to do. Turn them loose, and then you can talk to the Department of Natural Resources, you can talk to hunter safety instructors, you can find out anything and everything you need to know about getting started in hunting.
All right. Sounds good.
How's that sound?
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Take care.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Yep. We'll see you later. So, Patty, still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, good. Good. Well, it sounds like there's lots of things to do, lots of places to visit down there. There's plenty of activities, archery and shooting and, you know, all types of things, and hands-on for the most part. All the conservation groups are going to be there, the folks that are just, you know, this is their lifestyle. This is what they do, and they love to share. And you know, they like to talk to people about the outdoors and the success, primarily the success of the American system of conservation, and you know the way that works and how we're able to sustain wildlife and fisheries, and you know, it just people don't understand that we are pay as you go. I mean. We pay our own way. We buy our licenses to participate in the outdoors. We voluntarily pay excise taxes on the equipment that we use, and it all goes to fund our own enterprise, and that is conservation, sustainability of wildlife, and propagation of species, all species. Pretty simple. Hello.
Exactly. I agree with you. I'm shaking my head over here, and I'm like, yeah, you can't hear me shaking my head.
Not on radio.
Not on radio.
Not on radio, no. But yeah, we're, you know, and that's what National Hunting and Fishing Day is all about.
But yeah, it's a good family fun day, and you get to learn so much about the outdoors.
Are you still taking vendors or not? Are you done?
We could probably take a few more. I would have to know probably by Monday.
Monday, yeah. Okay. So I don't know if anybody's listening that would want to be a vendor in this event, and they pretty much got to be along those lines. You don't want you pretty much want vendors who are oriented towards hunting and fishing, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so. All right. Well, do you want to give your phone number, or would you rather have them contact you via email?
Probably by email, just because I am out of the office a lot. So if you want to get a hold of me, email is the best way.
Okay. Do you want to give your email address?
Sure. It is patricia.handy@maryland.gov.
Okay. patricia.handy@maryland.gov. Patricia, we got to take a little break here. Our last one of the day. Hang with us, and then at the end we'll say goodbye and wrap it up. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Bass Pro Shops. Arundel Mills welcomes you to meet professional hunter Bob Folkrod and friends on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, for Sick of Deer Sunday. Bob Folkrod has taken the largest Sick of Stag ever filmed by a national television show, and you can see the exclusive video. Sick of Hunters and specialized Sick of Deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive little elk. On Sunday, October 19th, someone or two will win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card courtesy of the Outdoors and Radio Show at Bass Pro Shops, Arundel Mills, on Sick of Deer Sunday. Once again, October 19th, starts at 11. Be there. If you want to learn about Sick of Deer, you'll learn all about it from the people that pursue them.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, don't forget Clyde Sports Shop has archery tackle as well. That's right. The great Kota Bow crossbows. They're wonderful. Parker bows. They do all the tuning and all the accessories. Parker crossbows. They've got all that as well. But I really like to tell you about the Browning Firearms, the A5, the BPS pump, the Maxxis shotgun, the X-Bolt high-powered rifle, the 725 Satori sporting clay shotgun, the Gold Light 10-gauge for you waterfowlers, the BT-99 competition shotgun for trap shooters. They've got it all right there in stock in every model available. I'll tell you what, I've been looking at the new 308 from Browning with the laminate stock. Whew, nice gun. Nice gun. I will have a 308 one of these days. But anyway, I digress. Clyde Sports Shop has your full line of handguns and firearms for home protection, self-protection, if you like, and all the ammo to match. Gunsmithing services, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. And for fishing, live bait, and crabbing supplies, well, they have a special 24-hour fishing hotline, too. 247-FISH, 410-247-3474. Clyde Sports Shop. Make sure you go see them this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, this is Dave Serio. Listen to my automotive talk show, You Ought to Know, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 right here on WCBM. Expert information on the repair of vehicles, flea market, giving you a chance to sell your car over the air, your phone calls, and a whole lot more. It's every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., with plenty of time to talk and figure out what's going wrong with your car. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the most powerful names in talk.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah, a little Hank going out there. Well, Patricia Handy, we want to thank you for coming again to the Outdoors and Radio Show. We need to do this more often rather than just once a year. What do you think?
I would have to agree with that, yes.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a lot of fun and got a lot of good information out there to the folks that are listening. So just to review, National Hunting and Fishing Day, first instituted in 1972. This year's national chairman is... What's the guy's name? He's coming to town, too.
Craig Morgan.
Yes. Craig Morgan is going to be here on the 28th. I don't know if you knew that or not. The folks at Buck Bomb are sponsoring a fundraiser for one of their employees whose wife has been suffering with breast cancer for several years. What a fundraiser. A Craig Morgan concert. I think it's sold out by now. And Craig will be here in Maryland, so we might want to let the folks know that he is the national chairman for National Hunting and Fishing Day. National Hunting and Fishing Day signed into law, passed unanimously by Congress, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? 1972, It was started in Pennsylvania. It was an idea of a guy by the name of Jaffe, who owned a gun shop in Pennsylvania. Governor of Pennsylvania, Bill Scranton, signed it into law in Pennsylvania, and it went from there to the national stage and was passed in 1972, signed by President Nixon, and been going strong ever since. Events all over the country. Headquarters now is out at the, what is it called, the World Wildlife Museum? Is that what it's called
World,
now?
Wildlife Fund, I think.
Yeah, it's
Wonders of Wildlife.
Wonders of Wildlife Museum, and that's in Springfield, Missouri. I've been there. It's right beside the main office of Bass Pro Shops. It's a great place to go. And if you ever get out that way, you need to make a stop in Springfield. If you're going to Branson or whatever, stop and see that museum. It's great. That's where the world headquarters is of National Hunting and Fishing Day. And we have our own celebration right here in Maryland. And once again, next Saturday, Patricia, you fill in the details from there.
Yeah, it's next Saturday at the Associated Gun Club of Baltimore on Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville. It's from 10 to 4 p.m. It's free. It's family-oriented. Tons of hands-on activities for everyone to enjoy. So come on down and join us and enjoy the day.
You just wrote your own commercial. Very nice. Very nicely done. All right. Well, Patricia, I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. We'll say goodbye till next Saturday, and we'll talk to you then, okay?
All right. I'll see you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Patricia. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. There she goes. Patricia Handy, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. She does a great job, by the way. She runs the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program and everything else. Well, I wanted to take just a minute here at the end of the show to talk to our listeners about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Maryland Hunting Coalition was formed to unite hunters across Maryland. We are reaching out to every hunting organization we can possibly reach out to. We want to stand as a united front with not only just deer hunters, but waterfowlers, small game hunters, trappers. You can help us by joining the organization. It's absolutely free. Now, your voluntary contribution of any size is helpful to maintain the enterprise. But our ultimate goal is to hire an advocate to lead the way for hunters in Annapolis. We've selected our advocate. Our board of directors will be voting probably this week to hire our advocate. We'll reveal all that on our website. The grand launch is going to be on October 1st, and we'll tell you all about it even more. But hit us on mdhuntingcoalition.org. Like us on Facebook. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
$500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your